morning, everybody. It's good to see you. Always is. Let me ask you to turn in the Bible to Psalm 18. I guess we don't turn in the Bible anymore, do we? We flip. I haven't accommodated myself to that yet. Before we read, this is quite lengthy, this psalm, and I want you to enjoy it and hear this song. So I put together a little outline. It's on the notes sheet of it. And if you just think with me for a second about the outline, maybe it'll help the whole of it not to seem to be just so much kind of cataracts, you know, coming. A lot of times, scholars tell us that Old Testament literature, especially poetry, will be written in strophes, just like other songs are. And this one, the beginning section and the end section, I labeled them A here, verses 1 through 3 and verses 46 to 50. These two sections correspond with each other, so they're about the same thing. Thanksgiving to the Lord, David's rock in the beginning, and then thanksgiving to the Lord, Israel's rock at the end. Then the B sections also correspond, David's ordeal and Exodus, verses 4 to 19, and David exalted as the Lord's anointed, verses 31 to 45. And then at the very heart of the song, the faithful God's reward, verses 20 to 30. So let me pray for us, and then we'll read God's word. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for inspiring this man to sing these praises to you and to write them on paper so that the very words we have are the word of the Holy Spirit praising. We thank you, Lord, that in heaven there's constant, unceasing praise and glory to you. We offer it to you ourselves. And we pray we might enter into this praise and it be our praise. So help us, Lord, as we hear your word. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. This is the Word of God. I'm going to begin now with the heading, which is an important part of the psalm. To the choir master, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who addressed the words of this song to the Lord on the day when the Lord rescued him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, thick clouds, dark with water. Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coals of fire broke through the clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He rescued me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, He rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all His rules were before me, and His statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before Him, and I kept myself from my guilt. So the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in His sight. With the merciful, you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you show yourself blameless. With the pure, you show yourself pure. And with the crooked, you make yourself seem tortuous. For you save a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, His way is blameless. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in Him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me securely on the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great. You gave a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. I pursued my enemies and overtook them, and did not turn back till they were consumed. I thrust them through so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet, for you equipped me with strength for the battle. You made those who rise against me sink under me. You made my enemies turn their backs to me, and those who hated me I destroyed. They cried for help, but there was none to save. They cried to the Lord, but He did not answer them. I beat them as fine as the dust before